Good morning. President Barack Obama is in Oslo today. He'll accept the Nobel Peace Prize. And though he was just months into his presidency when it was announced, many people say it was an award for his vision of how the world could be. It was met with uncertainty, though, the announcement, by critics and supporters alike. Here's the voices of some of our listeners.
The world does not give enough credit to the willingness to sit down and talk to people.
Let's hope he can take this award to heart. I'm hearing all the pundits coming out and trying to justify why or why not he should have gotten this award.
The president has really done nothing at all to further peace except talk.
It seems the whole world sees the value of what he's done and what he's inspired. But Americans are doubting this.
Has your opinion changed since the award was announced? What do you think he should do now? What will he need to do to deserve it? Nuclear disarmament, ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? Let us know at 877-8-MYTAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Jeff Zeleny had that great sign that someone said,
you've won it, now earn it.
That says it right there.
Right. Jeff Zeleny, White House correspondent for our partner in the New York Times. He is in Oslo now following the president. Jeff, you just heard that reaction from some of our listeners. That was recorded on the day that the prize wasn't announced. It was a surprise to just about everyone. Do you think people have come to terms with this more by now?
Well, I think people certainly have gotten used to the fact. I mean, don't forget, when news reached Washington on that morning of October 9th, it surprised everyone, including President Obama himself. And since then, what's happened, he's had to make his big Afghanistan decision, which we've been sort of waiting for. So now, if it was sort of viewed as politically complicated for him to accept it then, it's even more so now as he sort of reconciles this paradox between accepting a peace award and escalating the war in Afghanistan. So he is going to directly address that. He is going to say specifically why that's needed. So in the past couple of months, it has just raised the bar for what this award means and how he must accept it.
As you mentioned, it's been only 9 days since he gave the very, very different type of speech at West Point announcing his new strategy in Afghanistan. You say he's going to take this issue head on. Any idea on how he's going to reconcile these two things?
Well, he's going to say that, basically briefly explain his rationale for Afghanistan and saying that, you know, war in this case is necessary essentially to bring peace. War in this case is necessary to secure America. He's not going to sort of relitigate or re-argue his Afghanistan speech, which he gave last week, but he's going to talk, I'm told, about American leadership in the world, how he certainly will humbly accept this award again. You know, and we'll probably say he doesn't deserve it. But then he's going to sort of use it as a symbol, as a beacon that American leadership is still wanted and needed around the world. So we'll be interested in watching the reaction from the crowd here and certainly beyond to see how it's received.
Okay, we're joined now by Shuja Nawaz, director of the Asia Center at the Atlantic Council, and also Steve Cohen, the executive director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Shuja, one of the things that the Nobel Committee pointed to when they announced the award to President Barack Obama was his outreach to the Muslim world and his attempts to engage in international diplomacy. Help me understand, what do you think that outreach to the Muslim world entailed?
Well, he was the first global president. If you recall, when he was elected, there was an informal poll conducted around the world in about 90 countries. He was selected as the president over his opponent. So clearly there was a great deal of expectation and support for him, particularly in the Muslim world. There was a fascination with his origin, a fascination with his middle name, and very heightened expectations.
What's happened with those expectations now? As he steps onto the podium to accept his Nobel Peace Prize, have those expectations, are they still there among the Muslim world, or are they getting impatient?
To some extent, but his popularity has fallen, particularly in the region where I come from South Asia and Pakistan in particular. And I think the Nobel Peace Prize obviously was some kind of front-loading of the benefit to him. The real test is going to be how he defines the peace that emerges after the United States begins withdrawing from the region.
Steve Cohen, executive director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Another portion of the reason why Barack Obama was given this award, says the Nobel Committee, is his his dedication to ending to nuclear disarmament. And in the original award, as outlined by Alfred Nobel, said that we should strive for the reduction in standing armies. How is he doing on that front?
Well, I mean, I think you have to give him credit for changing the dialogue and the language that's coming out of the United States. I mean, this is a president who goes to look at the military dead coming back and obviously is deeply affected, and his predecessor dressed up in a flight suit and pretended he was a bomber landing on an aircraft carrier. So, I mean, there's at least a very different set of symbols and a much different kind of thought process going through what's happening in the White House, and I think there's very little question about his dedication.
In order to earn this award, what does he need to accomplish in terms of nuclear disarmament?
Well, I mean, I think that part of what we have to focus on, in fact, is the real threats from nuclear weapons in this era, which is not so much, you know, the old stuff of places like Russia, the United States having a big thermonuclear exchange, but in fact, you know, nuclear weapons falling into the hands of non-state actors and dirty bombs exploding in Times Square. Those are the kinds of things that that they have to focus on right now, and I think in many respects that is the focus of attention in Washington.
Jeff Zeleny, a last question for you. There's a lot of talk about what President Obama has to accomplish in the years ahead in order to prove to people that he earned his Nobel Peace Prize, but what does he have to accomplish in this speech, do you think?
I think he has to accomplish in this speech just laying out his vision and his goals and humbly accepting this, but in actually remarks a few minutes ago that he made to reporters here, I think he perhaps summed it up best. He said, if I'm not successful, all the praise and the awards in the world won't disguise this. He's right by that. He'll be judged by his presidency, not by this speech here in Oslo today.
He's hanging that sign on himself. I want it, now I've got to earn it.
No question.
That's
interesting. Jeff Zeleny, White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. He's in Oslo. Steve Cohen is the executive director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, and Shuja Nawaz is the director of the South Asia Center at the Atlantic Council of the United States. And we're asking you, what does President Obama need to do to earn this award? Nuclear disarmament, ending wars in Afghanistan and Iraq? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.